This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 people killed when a small plane veers off right after takeoff and slams into a hangar at an airport in Texas. Here's more from correspondent John Clemens.
The Beechcraft BE-350 King Air was headed to St. Petersburg, Florida, when it crashed on takeoff at the Addison Municipal Airport that is located in North Dallas. The FAA, as well as officials from the National Transportation Safety Board, are on scene and are investigating the deadly Sunday morning crash.
Iran said it was going to do it, and now it reportedly has, breaching its enriched uranium stockpile limit, violating the 2015 deal it reached with the United States and other major powers. Sources telling Reuters Iran is defying a warning by European nations that also signed the agreement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Afghan security forces fighting Taliban gunmen who stormed a government building in Kabul today after a truck loaded with explosives blew up near the defense ministry. At least 100 people, including 35 children, injured. This comes as the U.S. and Taliban leaders continue peace talks, a seventh round of them in Qatar that began last week and are expected to run through at least Wednesday. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is saying that he watched the first debates among the Democratic White House hopefuls this past week, and he's taking issue with the way some of them have characterized the U.S. economy and for what they're proposing to do if they're elected.
Some of the policies I've heard in some of these early debates, in my judgment, would do great, great damage to this prosperity and jobs and income and wage cycle that we are experiencing.
He was speaking on Fox News Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New laws are taking effect in a number of states today. Florida's anti-sanctuary city law forces local law enforcement agencies to make their best efforts to support federal immigration authorities, and Florida is also enforcing a ban on texting while driving. California has a new law that requires body camera and audio recordings of all police shootings be released within 45 days. And California has a background check law for ammunition purchase. In Washington, D.C., businesses and organizations can now face big fines of up to $800 for providing plastic straws and plastic stirrers. With a look at what was big at the box offices over the weekend, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
At the movies, Pixar easily ruled the box office this weekend with its cartoon sequel, Toy Story 4, bringing in an estimated $57 million. At number two, Warner Brothers offered Annabelle Comes Home. This R-rated thriller brought in a total of $20 million. At number three, Danny Boyle's latest film, Yesterday, featuring the music of the Beatles. It opened in third with $17 million, leaping over the triple century mark and still sitting in the top five in its sixth weekend. Disney's Aladdin with 9.3 million. Sliding down to number 5 was the animated feature The Secret Life of Pets 2 with an estimated 7.1 million, which was set by Avatar.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, lots of happening on the Sunday talk shows, all things considered, because there was a lot going on. I mean, here you have the president at the G20, and you think, okay, what's going to happen here? He's meeting with Putin. He's meeting with Xi. And, oh, yeah, by the way, how about a little tweet, a little phone call? You know, not that far away, 3 hours away. Maybe I'll stop in and see if, Chairman Kim Jong-un is open for a little brunch or something, a little visit, huh? And meanwhile, the heads of the Democratic candidates were going nuts because, I'll tell you, this has to drive them crazy. Because President Trump on the international stage, is he something else or what? I mean, this guy's a businessman. He's not a politician. He's not supposed to be, you know, having this kind of success overseas and being able to talk with the heads of state like Putin and, you know, all but give him a noogie and say, okay, look at, you know, heck with this, you know, playing with our elections. And they kind of smile and the whole deal because, look at, the media is making a big to-do about so little regarding Russian interference. Come on. I mean, let's call it for what it is. I mean, it's been a big waste of time. You know, the people have spent over $65 million in counting on this fiasco. And what did Putin do? You know, $150,000 in some Facebook ads? I mean, social media ads? Are you kidding me? It's not going to move the needle. That's just a joke. I mean, this is all a muse. And Putin loves it because for $150,000, look at all the notoriety and all the fear that has fallen over the United States of America over Vladimir Putin and the Russians. I mean, it's gotten to the point where people are afraid to even have Russian dressing anymore. Vodka is off the list. I mean, it's endless and ridiculous. But the mainstream media, that's their story. They got to stick to it. I mean, look at all that they've invested in it. I mean, we have spent some $65 million in counting, as I mentioned. I say we, the people, came out of our treasury. Oh, yeah, by the way. But look at what the media has invested in it. I mean, the coverage that Vladimir Putin and the Russians have been able to get for $150,000 of social media, you know, hey, just a little bit of amusement. Why not? I mean, it's not like America doesn't do that to us or anybody else. So, hey, let's just have some fun here. And so they might as well just gone out into the fields of America and started tipping cows. And next thing you know, they're getting multi-millions of dollars worth of coverage and alleged credibility. I mean, to the point, are you kidding me, that Jimmy Carter comes out and declares? I mean, this is a former president of the United States. He should know better. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, you know, Mr. Carter, God bless you. I know you're in the twilight of your life. And you've been able to, you know, dodge death on several occasions and all the great work that you've been doing with Habitat of Humanity, a former president of the United States. But to make statements like this, I mean, this is just reckless and irresponsible. And I mean, I think there are other things that you can talk about. If that's what you want to do in terms of talking about illegitimacy, maybe there's some things in your own party that you might want to look at. If you're that frustrated, or, you know, maybe that bored that you think you need to, you know, raise some problems about this, because Donald Trump being an illegitimate president. See, this has been the problem from day one. And the price that we're paying because of this card that's being dealt out and thrown out by the Trump haters and the Democratic Party and apparatchik, look where we are. I mean, instead of having trade deals already completed with Mexico and Canada, Mexico's already said, hey, we're in, we're all in. Canada's ready to go. The United States, you know, here it is, it's sitting in Congress right now, but oh, God forbid that somehow Trump get any credit. I mean, they make this Trump thing into more than what it needs to be, and I'm saying the Democrats, because this is the problem. They've politicized everything to such a degree that they can't even make the right decision for America, and now here they have their candidates talking about, oh, we're going to do the right thing for America. Wait a minute, you've had chances to do the right thing for America, and you guys are MIA. And all it is, you want to sit there and get on a stage together and, okay, let's not have a food fight, Kamala. Let's talk about putting food on the table. Well, this is the problem. See, even that statement, you know, did you hear what she said? That she thinks that it's the call of the Democratic Party. It's within their power to provide food for the American people. Think about that. Are we in some kind of trouble if we're going to look to the Democratic Party to put food on our table? I mean, they couldn't even get health care right. Look at how bad they messed it up. They messed it up so badly, we're still trying to, you know, get out from underneath it and get a health care system that will work on behalf of the American people. But yet they claim like they're the ones to fix it. Well, you guys are the ones to mess it up. And now your answer is, hey, let's get rid of private health care for 180 million people. Let's just throw that out the door. And we're going to do, you know, Medicare for all. And there's so much to discuss in that situation where I think that the free market itself, which is already proven, I mean, they're not even talking about this. And I remind you of Josh Humbert, Josh, who's been on with us many times, and with Atlas MD, what they're doing. I mean, incredible strides in healthcare in the markets they serve. I think they're up to about 1,000 markets now that they're serving with Atlas MD. And if you're in their markets and if you don't take advantage of this, I don't know what you're thinking. Because for one person, roughly, it's about $50 a month is what you're paying for healthcare. This is for your everyday visits, all right? And according to Josh, in his particular controlled clinics, you can see the doctor as many times as you want for $50 a month for one person. Okay, I think family, then, of course, obviously, it adjusts for family. But still, it is a modicum of what you're paying right now, but they're able to make this work with doctors who are happy to work under this system and for $50 a month, roughly, and they've already got pre-negotiated pharmacy discounts, I think something like 10 cents on the dollar. This is already being done here in this country, all right? And these candidates talk about, oh, it's something that they thought about and that, you know, like they're the geniuses. Look at common sense marketplace ideas come up, and that's been the history of our country. When there is a need, the marketplace responds. But, of course, you know, the mainstream media and others do not want to report on the successes of Josh Humbert and other clinics like his because, you know, this isn't the narrative. It doesn't keep the food fight going, so to speak. Right, Kamala? Somehow the Democrats, they're responsible for putting food on our table. No, I'm sorry. You're not responsible. Thank God you're not responsible. I mean, maybe that's what you want because that's what socialism does, right? Because then they become responsible for everything from your birth to the grave. They're responsible. You look to them. And the government teat at that point becomes so humongous and overwhelming. And like everything else, you know, there are limits because there's only so many teats to go around. But that's okay. Just get in line, and if it takes you 3 years for some sort of health care service, that's just the way we roll, and that's just the way it has to happen because, they'll tell you later on, well, the government can't do everything. Well, going into it, you led us to believe the government could do everything, that you had it all under control. But this is a scam. This is the lie that's been perpetrated on other countries. And all we have to do is look at the empirical evidence and see what happens with socialism, how eventually it leads to communism, and along the way, forced abortions, as John Zemerich pointed out last week. Yes, forced abortions, thank you very much, brought to you by your government, your very well-meaning government. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Stay with us right here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're coming at you live, just the way you like us, fresh and independent right here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're reviewing the Sunday talk shows. Also, I want to talk to you about a commentary that Clash Daily has just picked up that I wrote about Kamala Harris. Not only did she talk about, providing food for all of America, like that's what we need to do is look to the government for that, but also her story that on the surface was quite touching, right? I mean, I was that second grade girl, you know, that little girl that you were putting on the bus, sending to these schools that I didn't necessarily want to go to, and how heartless of you to do that. And I'm sitting here thinking, wow, that's interesting that she was sensitive about being, in relating her story as a second grader. And I thought, well, what about all those other girls? Those little girls that are not going to see a bus, much less a school, get married, become an attorney, have any kind of career whatsoever. And what I'm talking about as a black American, that look at what they've done to black America with their policies. Their policies that promote reproductive rights and have led to the murder of 61 million babies and counting, half of which, let's just say, odds on, are female, and they're gone. There's no bus for them. There's no school for them. But yet, you know, she plays that card, but it's her policies. And the things that the Democrats have promoted over the years that have led to a black American Holocaust. This is brought to you by the Democrats, not Republicans, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we need to get this straight. Who's promoting this? You know, the Democrats want to rewrite history and say, hey, we're not responsible. You know, we kind of were involved. But, you know, actually, you know, the Republicans were the ones. They picked it up. This is not the party of Lincoln any longer. You know, this is some sort of aberration. And somehow the Democrats are clean and not responsible whatsoever for the history that they've participated in. But the DNA of the Democratic Party is so entrenched that they can't avoid that, right? So here it is. This is the party that messed up our health care system, that gave us the most incredible 8 years that really worked heavy on the psychology of the American worker. You talk about the devastation and what they did to the middle class and what Elizabeth Warren and Sanders and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the rest of them would want us to believe that it was the policies of Donald. Donald Trump's only been in office for 3 years, and look what he's done. Look at unemployment. Look at how much more people are making because of the policies that have been championed by this president. And what's their offer? Their offer is, hey, Medicare for all. In fact, if you remember, it wasn't that long ago, really, when President Barack Obama was talking about, you know, his program, his health care program. And he even pointed out, nobody asked him. I mean, this is State of the Union. He says, hey, look it. And there's no money. There's not going to be any health care whatsoever for illegal immigrants. And Joe Wilson couldn't help himself because he knew. And he just said, lie. You know, you're a liar. Well, of course, he got chastised, and people still think that that was appropriate for him to get chastised. Maybe that wasn't the place for him to blurt out. But we've all seen situations where things are said that somehow it's an out-of-body experience. And you go, oh, gosh, I probably shouldn't have said it. I thought I was only thinking it, but I did say that out loud. You might remember Justice Alito. Remember Justice Alito in the front row. And he's like, again, Barack Obama attacks the Supreme Court. And Alito just sits there and he's kind of shaking his head. Well, you know, Supremes don't, they're only supposed to be stoic. You know, they're not supposed to have any kind of emotions. But I think that if Justice Alito could have blurted out something, it might be something similar to what Joe Wilson did. And look what happened. Look what's proven to be the case. You've got Joe Wilson more right than wrong. Because now, here we are, from then to now, and on stage the other night, it was asked how many of you support medical care for illegal. All 10 of them raised their hands. You see, but this is what happens when you've already opened the gate and, hey, the cows are already out there. You know, let's not do anything beforehand. Let's not fix the Flores Act. Let's not fix those things that are serving as magnets to draw people on this arduous journey. And in some cases, you know, a bit of a death march, because we saw what happened because of the pictures of the father and daughter being so horrific to realize, hey, look at, you know, we're part of the problem. We're not part of the solution. And the Democrats had to come together, and guess what? Nancy Pelosi had to say, she had to talk to her party, AOC and the left wing, saying, look, we've got to do something about this. This is going to be on us. This will absolutely hinder us. So we need to give President Trump, you know, $4.8 billion to help him with this cause. Now, they should have jumped in a long time ago, because really, this is the legislature's problem. It's not the president's problem. The president's been one to call it out. He's been calling it out, you know, since 2015, when he went on the campaign trail. We all saw this. Reasonable people saw this, said, look, we've got a problem here in River City. What can we do to fix it? Well, the Democrats go, well, we can't give Trump any credit. Well, it's not about Trump's credit. It's about America. I mean, you talk about the DNA of America. I mean, here we are. We're greatly conflicted because we are a giving nation. We are a welcoming nation. We are a nation of immigrants. We understand why people would want to come here. But we also understand fairness. And we understand the rule of law. And what the Democratic Party has done is they compromised all levels to the point that we find ourselves going, wait a minute, this is not who we are. We are a welcoming people. We are loving people. We want people to come here, you know, to America, especially at a time, oh yeah, by the way, because of abortion, let's go back to that, 61 million people plus, we've annihilated a generation of labor force. And so here we are going, we need more people, we need more laborers. Well, you killed them all. It kind of reminds me, you know, going back to the Watts riots, because I was born and raised in Southern California, as many of you know. And there was a local news reporter interviewing, you know, blacks in the area that were all jubilant. You know, the city was on fire. And so she's asking one black gentleman, you know, about the events. And he's very animated and excited and thinking, okay, this is a great victory for black America. You know, their neighborhoods are burning. You know, the retail operations, everything was just absolute devastation. Like, as we haven't seen this even in recent time, but even then during the Watts riots. But she asked him a pointed question. Says, well, what are you going to do now? This was about, you know, about 11 o'clock at night. Says, well, what are you going to do now? He says, well, you know, I'm going to go home. You know, it's time for us to go home and everything else. And the guy standing next to him says, you idiot, you don't have a home. You burnt it down. So, you know, this is the kind of stuff that is happening here in our country. It's like we've become so open-minded that our brains have fallen out, and we're not even utilizing common sense anymore. But because this thing has gotten politicized at the border, we are acting very much unlike ourselves. Instead of looking at this as an opportunity, I mean, there is a reason. Yes, it's a magnet and all this stuff that's coming in, and you can look at it from a political angle. But I think there's a greater opportunity here that we need to consider. We've got people that want to come to America. Well, like in the old spaghetti Western days, you know, one of the first things you ask people when they came into the city is, hey, are you friend or foe? Are you with us or are you against us? And I think that's the question to ask. I mean, look at the cartels, all these other evil people there, the coyotes and everything, they figured it out. They see this as a human resource opportunity for them. And they have quantified those people, their talents, their giftings, what it is that they have to offer, how they can serve the needs of the cartel. But do you think we do that? No, we don't do that. But we could do that. And we could, you know, discern, okay, look, if you want to be here, if we're the answer and we're elevating these people and helping them out, doesn't necessarily have to give them, you know, they can come in as, you know, if it's a refugee status or, you know, some sort of protected status in class, so they can work and participate and demonstrate that they want to become part of the United States and assets to the greater cause. I don't have a problem with that. I would support that. But we need to make a way in which that can happen to where it's win-win at the end of the day, especially for America as a whole, not a political party, if you understand what I'm getting. And you've got to imagine that if we are serving them and blessing them, then what kind of citizen do you think that they will become?
on behalf of the American people and for the American people and for their own families. I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you for joining us. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. It's 29
Minutes.
Are
you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 people killed when a small plane veers off right after takeoff and slams into a hangar at an airport in Texas. Here's more from correspondent John Clemens.
The Beechcraft BE-350 King Air was headed to St. Petersburg, Florida, when it crashed on takeoff at the Addison Municipal Airport that is located in North Dallas. The FAA, as well as officials from the National Transportation Safety Board, are on scene and are investigating the deadly Sunday morning crash.
Iran said it was going to do it, and now it reportedly has, breaching its enriched uranium stockpile limit, violating the 2015 deal it reached with the United States and other major powers. Sources telling Reuters Iran is defying a warning by European nations that also signed the agreement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com as we come to you every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And with us right now, the one and only America's Money Answers Man. We're talking Jordan Goodman right here. Hey, Jordan, how are you, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good. We got, I'll tell you, I'm seeing that auto loans look very bright for us right now. Huh? Good time to buy?
Well, it is a good time to buy. People are in an awful lot of debt with auto loans these days. It's up to about $1.1 trillion, which is actually more than credit cards, which is about $1 trillion.
Well, it's just trying to catch up with the, college tuition.
Well, that's $1.6 trillion, so they got a ways to go. They're selling an awful lot of cars to get up to that level.
I think you can. I think you can. They're going to keep trying harder. Okay.
But the car market has definitely slowed down to some extent. Even though interest rates are relatively low on these loans, people can get really good deals on cars these days. Cars are lasting longer. Yeah. A lot of people are buying used cars instead of new cars. So it's really good chance to get yourself a good deal if you want to get a new car. I always use a car buying service to get the best deal. The place I go to is called CarQ.com, CarQ.com. They literally search around the country to get you the best possible deal, both pricing and financing or leasing, whatever works for you. Now, I'm in New York, and the car I got recently The CarQ people got it from California.
Yeah.
It shipped across the country. Mm-hmm. It cost $800 to ship it across the country, but I saved $8,000 on what I could get the same car at my local dealer. So to me, I'm willing to spend $800 to save $8,000.
Hey, like what next time I was on the West Coast, I could have drove it back for you, buddy.
Well, that would have been nice. That
except
been
you'd
nice.
Had a couple thousand miles on it.
No, they do it on a truck. So it doesn't
I know
have
they
miles.
Do. I have done that more than once. I am real familiar. And $800 is a going rate, and that's a pretty good truck because you can get some of those ones that are open air, and you kind of take your chances a little bit. But that's what we paid was
it
about
worked out great.
Bucks.
And I would never. I mean, here I am in New York. I would never know that California happened to be the best deal. So that's I'm getting the best deal. Car
you see,
there.
Even the cars are trying to get out of California. These
exactly.
Days. What
exactly.
does that tell you? I mean, it's a disease. What kind of interest rates are we looking at for car loans? Now.
So traditional loans may be in the 5% and 6% range, mm-hmm. but a lot of people have loans at much higher interest rates, 14%, 15%. The fastest growing market in cars is the so-called subprime market, where people don't have great credit, but the car dealers say, you know, no credit, you know, no job,
no,
come in, we'll give you a loan anyway.
18%, not a problem, we'll get you approved, sure, why not?
On a declining, an asset that's declining in value, right?
Yes,
it's a depreciating asset, so that's not a great idea. So those people can refinance their car loans to lower rates, 4%, 5%, 6%. There's a free website for that called MyLoanGen, G-E-N, MyLoanGen.com. Mm-hmm. You go on there, you put everything about your existing car loan, and it gives you choice of where you want the maturity. Maybe you'll extend the maturity out to get the rate down or get the payment down. Because a lot of people, the repo rate is definitely rising. People with these big, expensive car loans are not able to make it. Mm-hmm. And this will avoid the repo man taking your car in the middle of the night. MyLoanGen.com.
Yeah, and there's big opportunity in terms of savings. I mean, you get that interest rate down there to single digit. When you've been living with a double-digit deal, you just feel, oh, my goodness, what have I been doing with
absolutely.
All this extra
money? What some people do, Bill, mm-hmm. is when one car dies, mm-hmm. they move the loan from car one to car two. So you're paying literally for two cars with one payment. And you don't have the second car.
Right.
It's like refinancing, but, you know, you got rid of the car and totaled or something, and they roll one loan into another. That is not a good strategy because you don't even have the car in which you're paying at that point.
Yeah, there's just something that's just not right about that. Hey, good news. Mortgage rates still down there, huh?
Even lower than when we last spoke. Yeah,
wow,
the 10-year Treasury. Has recently been flirting with 2% and going sometimes below 2% for 10 years. It's amazing. It's because of the whole economic slowdown around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings mortgage rates down with it. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is down to about 3.6, something like that. The 15-year down to about 3.3. I mean, just unbelievably low rates on mortgages right now. So certainly as far as refinancing, if your current mortgage is, I would say, 4% or higher, makes sense. Take a look and see if it works out. A place you could do that is YouCanRefi, YouCanRefi.com. They look around the country, see if they can get you the best possible deals. If you could go from a 30-year to a 15-year mortgage, Bill, that would really be great because you'd cut off 15 years from your mortgage. Payments may be slightly higher, but with rates of 3.3 or something like that, I mean, that's just a fantastic deal if you're over 4% on a 15-year.
And 15 years of interest, bye-bye? Why not, huh?
Exactly. Oh. So who knows how long it's going to last.
That's what that was my next question. You're reading my mind.
Well, I think it's going to last a while, but you never know.
Really?
People wouldn't have predicted it would have gone this low. The bond market, which is pushing those interest rates down, is telling you the economy is going to slow down dramatically or maybe even have a recession.
Mm-hmm.
The stock market, which has been hitting new highs, is telling you the economy is doing fine and is going to, you know, keep growing. So one of them is wrong. I'm not sure what. But it's unusual to have them in kind of opposite directions.
And you and I have talked about this before. I mean, this potential saving grace is we work out a deal with China. My gosh.
That would really help our economy big time.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that before China, we've got to confirm the deal with the YMCA. USMCA.
Right.
YMCA. I went village people on you. I'm sorry.
You did.
Yes, I was just something there. USMCA. We get that Already, Mexico says such a great deal. They were the first one in, believe it or not.
Right.
And, of course, they're helping us on their southern border. Thank you very much, Mexico. Ole. And then, you know, but you get that settled. We get some European trade stuff squared away. Get Japan squared away. That puts the pressure on China, because then China says, hey, look, at you know, Trump is really making things happen, regardless of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the rest of the resistance is taking place in D.C.
Well, yes, because, but the Democrats do not want to pass the USMCA, and it hasn't even been brought up in the House. I mean, it should be, but you're right. That is something that is definitely slowing things down. We have to have a new NAFTA, in effect.
Right.
The Democrats want various changes to it. I don't think they're going to get them. And so, I mean, here we are, you know, middle of the year, and this should have been passed a long time ago, but it hasn't been. So I would agree with you. It's good to get it done, but it hasn't happened yet.
Well, this is self-interest on the Democrats' part. They see it's a good deal. Trump's laid it right there at their portal,
right,
and they're not getting enough credit. Now, if they were getting credit for it, then they would say,
exactly,
hey, look what we did for you right now. But
they don't want Trump to have any victories is what it comes down to.
Well, God forbid. It has very little to do with Trump, but the American people. This is huge for the American people. And this
very
is
positive.
What they keep doing it, right? I mean, they keep
absolutely
thinking in terms of partisanship as opposed to, you know, the 63 million plus people who voted for this president. And here he is working his tail off and bringing deals. And Nancy and Schumer et al. Are doing everything they can to resist it all because they don't want to give this president a win. And, of course, even on top of that, Jordan, that's as we get into the 2020. I mean, the latest poll says 25% of America thinks that anything of any kind of positive nature can be done out of Congress before the 2020 elections.
Yeah.
So
as you get closer to them, they get even less done, actually.
Exactly. And we're paying for this incompetence on top
right
of it, right?
I mean, the USMCA would open up more markets for American goods to go to Mexico and Canada. It would stop some of the ridiculous subsidies. For example, Canadian dairy, cheese, and things like that.
Right.
Has ridiculous tariffs on U.S. Cheese going in there, which would be taken away. It would improve environmental standards, labor standards, to kind of get them up to American standards in Mexico and Canada. So it would be a very positive thing, and it's purely political is the reason they're not pushing this thing through Congress.
Well, Jordan, we've got a new class of college students heading to school, and man, they're starting to already mount up some debt. And speaking of the Democrats, it's a chase to see how much free tuition they're going to offer in order to buy some votes, right?
Well, particularly Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are talking about wiping out pretty much all debt, make all public college free. And where are they going to get the money from? The top 0.1% is going to pay for all of this somehow. I don't think they have that. I mean, you could wipe out all their assets and you wouldn't come close
exactly
to paying for all of that college. So it sounds nice. I'm sure a lot of young people will vote for it. Sure, I'd like free college and no wipe out my loans. That's great. But it's not going to happen, Bill. So it's a dream for a lot of people, but it's not
going
to happen.
We only hope that reasonable minds prevail here. But these kids have been preconditioned, especially those that have gone through universities and these liberal colleges. They've been preconditioned for a socialism mindset. I mean, to the point that over 50% of them want America to go socialistic.
Right.
Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number: 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane. It's...
Bill Martinez, live.
PleshDaily.com and check out that commentary I was telling you about earlier on our, you know, what we saw happen at the debate with Kamala Harris. I mean, her disdain being a two-year-old girl, two-year, second grader, being bussed. And, you know, my observation was, wow, you've got all this disdain being bussed. Well, what about all those black girls that have been aborted that'll never see a bus or go to school or, you know, go to college, become an attorney and serve our country? What about them? You know, and we know, based on the statistics, somewhere 36-40%, according to Terry Beadley with the Jose Initiative, come from black America. I mean, this is really, as Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson said, this amounts to genocide. But let's not talk about that. Let's just talk about how unfair it was to be bussed. But it's the very policies of the Democratic Party that has perpetrated this genocide on black America, and they keep talking without impunity, and they say, well, and I want your vote. You know, you can trust me because I've been there, you know, because I had to be bussed. And so that gives me some insider information, but I'm saying, hey, but you're ignoring, to me, the greater problem there. So check it out on Clash Daily or go to our website, BillMartinezLive.com, and read it for yourself and let me know your thoughts. Hey, we're going to talk about healthcare in America. It isn't a market. It's a monopoly. Adam Andrzejewski is with us. Adam is with Open, the books. He's the author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Adam, good to have you back with us. How you doing, sir?
Great, Bill. Great. I'm getting ready to celebrate a fantastic Independence Day here. And,
well, I'm right with you, but I got to tell you, all the work that Open the Books has been doing and that you've been leading the way on regarding health care in America, I want you to know how much it's appreciated. I mean, you have been there from day one holding them accountable. And as you write, the healthcare industry needs a transparency revolution. I mean, there's something greatly, in Congress here when you've got the average family paying some $20,000 last year in insurance premiums, deductibles, and out-of-pocket costs. I guess the Democrats are right on that end. But we've known this, that this has been a problem for a long time. The converse of this is in that environment of the everyday American paying those kind of deductibles, the CEOs of charitable hospitals are making up to $21.6 million per year. Now, that's per CEO, by the way. That's not a combined measurement of these 82 charitable hospitals that you researched. This is, what these CEOs individually are making up to, right?
That's right. We, you correctly point out, Bill, that the rising cost of healthcare is undermining the American dream. So our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com, we looked at America's healthcare system, and we found that these so-called, quote-unquote, nonprofit hospitals, and Bill, as you know, they're organized as charities under 501c3 of the IRS code.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to deliver affordable healthcare to their communities. Mm-hmm. But what we found was that the hospitals and their CEOs are getting richer while the American people are getting healthcare poorer.
Exactly.
So our new oversight report, it's called Investigating the Top 82 U.S. Nonprofit Hospitals, Quantifying Their Government Payments and Their Financial Assets. We specifically looked at these CEOs in the hospitals, and here's what we found. The hospitals put $40 billion, that's with a B, $40 billion over the course of the last 12 months to their bottom line in terms of net asset increase. Their CEOs, six of them, made more than $10 million, and then they spent tens of millions of dollars lobbying to defend the status quo.
Of course. It only makes – I mean, hey, look, they're going to protect this goose that's laying golden eggs, right? So why wouldn't they fortify with all this lobbying that's taken place? As you stated, Banner Health CEO earned a $21.6 million. This is just one CEO, $21.6 million. The combined lobbying costs spent by the 82 hospital organizations last year, $26.4 million. Just follow the money, right?
So, we asked the question, does your doctor work for you, the patient, nowadays, or is he working for the hospital CEO? Now, follow me on this. You mentioned Banner. Their chief got $21.6 million. The number two executive in that organization cleaned off another $12.4 million. So just two executives at Banner Health. They're based in Phoenix, Arizona. Last year, they made $34 million.
Now, are these guys saving, let's say 1,000 people? I mean, are they saving the lives of 1,000 people to generate this?
Well, I certainly hope so, because that's their charitable mission, right?
To right.
Deliver affordable health care, the latest in technologies, and to do this for their communities. Now, here's the point. If you're going to clean off, if two executives at your organization are going to take $34 million, then you should not be organized as a charity. You should be reorganized as a for-profit institution.
Exactly.
Now, we found this happening all over the country. So if you're at Northwestern Memorial in Chicago, Illinois, their top earner made $10.6 million last year. Kaiser Foundation, a large healthcare organization based in Oakland, California, they made nearly $11 million last year. Memorial Hermann in Houston, Texas, their former CEO and chairman of the board, made $18.4 million. It was a golden parachute retirement package in Ascension Healthcare in St. Louis, Missouri. That chief made over $13 million. We looked at how much he took out of the organization in cash compensation over a four-year period, and it was $59.1 million.
Wow. Is Kaiser regarded as a charitable hospital?
So Kaiser has, that organization has a very complicated structure. So over the top, they file an IRS 990 for their charity with $53 billion worth of revenues last year. And on that 990, that IRS informational return, they disclosed that their top earner made $10.7 million last year. Now, underneath that, that charity, that quote-unquote charity, using the tax laws put in place, they also own for-profit companies underneath their non-for-profit. Look, we think Congress needs to hold hearings. We call on Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin to start analyzing these quote-unquote nonprofits and holding them accountable to our tax structure.
You see, this is what gives capitalism a bad name, Adam, is when greed at the top levels like this occur and people take advantage of the American system. You know, this hurts us. And then I say hurts us, those of us who are free market people. But our founding fathers understood that there is that humanoid quotient of greed that comes into play. But this is why you would hope that our legislators who are there to represent us are on top of this. And, oh, dare we say, the mainstream media, if they would get off of their political insane back ends and do some work here and be all over this. I mean, this is incredible, Adam, what you guys are promoting. But, you know what makes me sad about all this great work, to me, this is such a no-brainer. And this should be solved in no hesitancy of time whatsoever. But I recall my conversation with Peter Schweitzer, who started telling us early on about the Clinton Foundation and about how they worked the deal out to sell, you know, 20% of America's uranium assets to the Russians, and how long it took for it to even gain some traction. And it was about 3 years in order for it to kind of get into the mainstream. And even still, even though with that out, the mainstream media and others that are the gatekeepers of information have limited the impact and the consequence of a Secretary of State and what she was able to do at the expense of we the people. And now, you know, my concern is how long is it going to take? Because what you've reported here is so obvious that it should be rectified immediately. This is what we call in marketing low-hanging fruit. But what happens is you've got, people in government and other interests that should be supporting we the people. They're asleep on the job. They're MIA on this stuff.
Well, they're the beneficiary of all that lobbying and then the campaign cash that flows back to them. So nobody wants to take on the stakeholders in healthcare.
Sure.
And that's why for the past 50 years, nearly every president has proposed revolutionary change to healthcare. They've called the system a crisis and that it is unsustainable. Mm-hmm. And with every single major revolutionary reform, what happens? The cost to we the people, to the patients, continues to escalate out of control.
Right.
And that's because the stakeholders, they're making money big time. And in this report, I don't want to gloss over the fact that the hospitals themselves are adding billions of dollars to their bottom line.
Mm.
Just in a 12-month period, their net assets, after you subtract off all of their liabilities, after you subtract off this excessive compensation they paid out, their net assets, their bank accounts, their investments increased from $163 billion up to $203 billion in 12 months.
Is it any wonder that our medical professionals, I'm talking about doctors and nurses, are getting so discouraged by this greed? Here they're the ones that are actually saving people, and it's the suits and the hospitals themselves that are being unfairly rewarded. And what you're pointing to here, Adam, is an incestuous paradigm that is without end, and I don't know how we can stop it.
Well, you're exactly right. There's been the sanctity of the doctor-patient relationship has been violated. We need a transparency revolution in healthcare. And I want to give a shout-out to the president. Last week, he signed an executive order opening up the real prices that patients pay for healthcare. The stakeholders hated it. The president took them on, signed the order. We need to see the prices before we're expected to pay.
Exactly. Adam, we got to put a wrap on this thing. So remind everybody where they can go to get more information and be in touch with Open the Books.
Come to openthebooks.com and just sign up for our subscriber service.
Adam Angieski, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Adam. All the best to you, buddy.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for your interest in our work.
you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not.